be the cloud up in the sky. I'll be your shoulder when you cry. I'll hear your voices when you call me. I am your angel.
I started taking it less seriously throughout there because I just laughing at the fact that I'm singing that song. Like, I've actually made a promise with myself, like, I don't listen to R. Kelly's music whatsoever. Not because of some moral thing of like, it's so no, it's just a case of I feel uncomfortable listening to him after watching 2 episodes of Surviving R. Kelly. However, that song with Celine Dion, oh my god, like, I remember back in the day at school, during the school days, I'll be like, you know, when you're at home listening to music, put my headphones in and just listen to it on repeat, imagining that I'm singing Celine's parts. It's just an amazing vocal, an amazing delivery, and just iconic song. And it's a shame that awful people make such great music, which to me raises a question. Well, it doesn't raise the question. It solidifies why I'm an atheist now. Because why would you give someone so much talent to harm people? I don't get it. But anyway, that's a story for another time. Maybe we should discuss religion one day. But you know me, I don't like to discuss things. I'm a dictator. Either you agree with me or you shut up. I'm joking. Anyway, so today I want to talk about the Idol Star Athletic Championships. For people who don't know, these are, especially in the West, because we don't have anything close to this in the West. I was trying to think of that. Like, is there anything? Actually, as I'm editing, I've just remembered. I mean, we do have Comic Relief in the UK, which is, as it sounds, like, you have celebrities. It's more comedy based. Sometimes they do skits and stuff, and they do play sports for charity. And I guess that kind of counts, but it's nowhere near the same. And I think it's because of the caliber of celebrities that you get on those shows are not really like the cool, trendy kids, I feel. I feel like it's been more the older celebrities or soap stars and that kind of thing. And you do have special celebrity football matches as well. I think even in the US, there's like similar things, but really we don't have an equivalent for Isaac and that kind of what they do, which I think is super unique, and it'll be interesting to have something like that that is very specific to the West. So it's basically like a sports day for celebrities, but mainly it's K-pop idols and solo singers or groups, but usually it's a lot of groups, to be honest. They film it around March for one day. They spend 20 hours, which I'm going to get into this later on, but they spend 20 hours or so filming the different games, the different games whilst waiting around and doing all this stuff. And then it's aired over 2 or 3 days for Chuseok, which is like Thanksgiving for South Koreans. They celebrate it as a harvest, like an autumn harvest kind of vibe. You know, you channel in with your ancestors. Yeah, so it's like Thanksgiving, but without the genocide. So basically it started in 2010. I didn't even know it was that recent. From my mind, I thought it was like maybe even sooner, but no, it started in 2010, and since then it's been a yearly thing, broadcast around the same times usually, but sometimes they broadcast it in January and February as well, so I guess there's two different ones. Yeah, in 2021 was the last time they broadcast it in February as well. Usually it's around winter months. So you get these different idols, different groups coming to perform, create moments for the fans and for the audience. Now, when we think of the benefits here, and this is why I was sort of thinking about this, is who is it really helping? So in one sense, it's really good for exposure for smaller groups. They get a chance to be seen on TV. They get the chance to interact with bigger idols, and also, you know, it's so important for fans to see, like, if they see someone interact with someone from a bigger group, it can just bring some of the fans of the people from the person from the bigger group to the other group, like, oh my god, they were being so nice to so-and-so. So by association, they kind of become a fan, or they become interested in the other group as well. So they benefit from that. And then when they do win some games, you know, you get some more camera time, some more just general exposure. But then for the bigger groups, it's a bit of a chore because you already have the visibility. And why am I bothering? Because the risk is also not worth it. So speaking of risk, so they do, the games that they do can be very, very physical. So they do gymnastics, they do athletics. So of course there's like hurdles, there's relays, there's just 100 meter jump, there's high jump, there's long jump, javelin. And then they also do, oh my God, they did swimming in the past, maybe, I think it shows on here, but I've not seen that for a while. And then they also do, it's like wrestling, but it's called serum. And it's like you just tug at each other and whoever gets the other person on the floor first is better. Now, granted, the floors are obviously very much padded and they've all been trained beforehand a little bit, so they're a bit familiar. They don't just go there raw, I would like to think. I know Hearts to Hearts got trained, as we saw the variety of them, the footage, the behind the scenes of them going to the training place. So I'd imagine all the groups would have, because for safety, surely you would. And then you do things like archery, and then they do a bit of shooting as well. So there's a variety, but I do wonder how scary it is knowing that if you get an injury, especially because most of the times it's younger groups that go to these things. Usually in your first 2 years, you go to the ISAC, whatever, and then you kind of graduate out of doing it. So, because obviously you get busier as well, and then the new groups come in and do it. So imagine you go to this thing and you're doing your serum or you're doing your run or whatever, and then you twist your ankle. Are you crazy? That's you done for at least 3-4 months or whatever, just so you wait to recover, then you do rehab, or for entertaining people on the chance that it helps your exposure. Like, it really doesn't, it doesn't weigh out benefit wise for the larger groups, I believe, because even for Hearts to Hearts, for example, as the biggest fan of theirs, have I seen anything really? But then again, I'm not at home in Korea with my family watching it on TV, so I can't really say how impactful it is, because it's not really a part of my culture. But I understand if they're at home watching the games on TV, it might be super impactful for a group's popularity. We will know when they have their comeback in 9/8 days. Anyway, so yeah, so it could be impactful. And also, it's a way to kind of, because one thing Korea is amazing at when it comes to these idols, it's about selling the idol. It's about selling how likable you are. It's about selling how, I guess, perfect you are, which we know there's toxicity attached to that. But I can see the appeal of having a show like that. I was wondering, could something like that work over here in the West? But by what metric would we find the artists to do it? Because, and in which country? Obviously, it's America. Let's be real. Let's not even pretend. But like, who would we bring, and how would we measure who to pick? So I guess you could say people who've debuted in the last 2 years or blown up in the last 2 years. So imagine having these games and you've got like Troye Sivan, Sabrina Carpenter. Imagine having like Flo and having who else? Because you have to have UK artists as well. Like, I don't know, it just has to be something really cool. And then you get them to play games. It's so fascinating just being aware of such a different cultural experience happening in the other side of the world that over here would just be completely just anathema to what we expect. So I have considered it though. I've thought, who would we have do it? And also, when would we broadcast it? What's a good kind of holiday for everyone? And I'm guessing like Boxing Day, but Boxing Day is only a British thing mostly. I don't think America does Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas where everyone is off. I mean, it could be Thanksgiving, who cares, whatever. So yeah, that's something I think is a little bit weird, is about, you know, injuries, but also when you think of the filming time. So like I was saying, these idols are filming for 15 to 20 hours straight, often overnight with little rest or proper meals. And for example, once again, because I know House to House schedule, they just come from Indonesia the previous day and probably slept on the flight because they had to, as soon as they arrived at the in Seoul, they went straight to the filming. Like there was no, okay, a little bit of a rest. And then no, they had to go straight there. I'm guessing they probably would have, they must have showering facilities there. Who knows? So they can freshen up and you have to be ready for the camera. And that's another thing. You have to be ready to turn on that idol charm and be all cute and stuff. And also, you have to be ready to interact with everyone. And I can't think of anything worse. Like, I'm someone who's so introverted in that sense of I like keeping to my group and I'm very comfortable and very safe with my group. Unless I've had a drink or unless I'm in a particularly extroverted mood that day, the thought of having to make small talk or connect with others is hard. But then also, some people are very good at, they spot someone who's a bit introverted and they come to you and they get you out of your shell. So, and I've had that happen many times, like someone starts talking to you and you can tell they're not stopping and eventually they get you to kind of like melt your ice and then you end up warming up to them and you're like, oh, and you connect. So there was a lot of footage of, especially the girls. And I love, that's why I love girlhood. Like I love that girls just have that thing of like, let's talk and let's interact. And a lot of girls ended up just sitting in this massive circle and it was a mix of Heart to Heart, Isna, Meow, I'm sure At Heart were there as well. Who else? Illit. And from the top of my head, those are the five I think of. So yeah, they were all interacting, which was really nice. And also it was nice for fans to see certain idols that, you know, we've wanted to meet, like Ian from Heart to Heart and Sebi from Isna, because they've got similar energies and it also helps them to, I guess, also have an opportunity to connect, because when they go to the music shows, they just go in there to do their job, really. They just go in there. You don't really get to talk, I'm guessing, backstage. We don't really know how it works. Well, I don't. And sometimes those music shows are filmed at like 3 a.m., 2 a.m., who knows if you've got the energy to really interact, whereas with the sports thing, sometimes there's a lot of sitting around and waiting. You might as well just sit and connect and take pictures and talk and probably exchange numbers. And also the same applies to dating. Apparently, dating happens at these things as well, because what a perfect opportunity. We can, but I don't know, because the male and female idols still don't really interact that much. But who knows? Who knows? That must be so fun, though. This is why I'm really eager for some sort of TMZ thing to just become a thing. It would never happen, though, because it'd be so fascinating to learn so-and-so has been dating so, but you would never know. They've gotten so good at being secretive. It must be so fun, though, for no one to know your business. Meanwhile, you don't know who's someone's ex. You don't know who's someone's current crush. You don't know which members are beefing over one person and one person likes the. You just, it's so fascinating, because it's like, we all know most of them are pretty, beautiful, whatever, masculine, handsome, attractive, whatever. And they're young and they're athletic. Of course, they're going to be attracted to each other. So it's not as though they because they sell this kind of a virginal image of we're innocent, we know they're also just normal teenagers with normal hormones like we all had, so they definitely would have crushes on each other and stuff. So it's interesting to think who is actually doing what, interested in who, and how do they communicate? Are they passing notes somewhere? Because back in the day they used to pass notes in the music shows, apparently in the food. They would give someone food and that was like the sign of like, I'm like, wait, this is so cute. Like, I find it so adorable. I would love to, I'm so curious about it. But I just know the Korean public would just be, not even the public, the fans would lose their minds and be like, oh, that's what you love were doing. But, you know, let them have fun. So the long filming hours, I do think are a little bit problematic, especially when fans are caught sleeping on the floor. It just feels like surely there's a better way to do this. Like, can we not have them film over 2 days, split the game somehow and give them some rest so they can show up? I don't know, but then is that more tedious? Maybe have less games, so there's less sitting around. I don't know, because I don't get why they need to have that many. Just have multiple. Maybe the filming should just go on for like 10, 12 hours, really and truly. I think that'll be more than enough to cover what we need to cover. So there needs to be some sort of labor. There needs to be some sort of labor, not labor. There needs to be some sort of labor regulations, because it's very weird, especially considering how young some of the idols are and working that hard. I don't know. It really doesn't make much sense to me. And you know what's funny as well? Considering the injuries, so YG never puts their artists at this thing. They never attend, which I didn't know until I was researching for this episode, which is so interesting, because I hadn't even realized the artists weren't there. And YG is known for trying to create for this level of mystique and keeping their artists away from interacting with other idols, which I'm sure is an isolating experience for the idols as well, because you never get to really connect with other people who understand exactly what you're going through and that might have advice on how to deal with your company in this way, and exchanging sort of just general grievances. And that's another thing I was thinking as well. It's like, when these idols connect, are they then just getting a chance to talk to someone else who's not in their group, who's tired of hearing their shit, talking to someone else and going, what's happening at you lot's company? Like, do you guys have to deal with this? Like, we're not allowed to do this. And do you guys have to do certain promotions? And are you allowed to record this? You know, and just get to really have those back and forths. I think it's so important. So the fact that YG artists don't get a chance to do that is kind of weird. Like, if Baby Monster was there, that would have been nice. If Treasure was there, that would have been nice. Who else as well? What other young groups they have? I think those are the only two. The two active young groups. Like, that would have been so fun. But, you know, I get the reasons as well. But then again, all the artists who did it this year, there was no injuries. So I understand the caution, because anything can always happen, because you're increasing the chance, you're adding the risk, but everyone was fine. So just do it. So overall, as much as I do think it's, I'll say the positives, it's created some legendary moments throughout the years, whether it's idols tripping or fun interactions or shipping moments, you know, like I was saying, people are curious about these things. Or just general pride at your group having a lot of talented members. When I was looking at the history of the winners and some really, from some record holders, Sistar, they won so many golds, BTS, Astro, 17, of course, Anteam recently. Like, I find it so ironic that the record holders are the big groups anyway. So what are the smaller groups gaining from this if you're not even becoming one of the record holders, unless there's bias in the judging, but I don't always know how the judging works. So yeah, I think it's done well to help with that and for people to see the humanity in idols, because I guess once they are on, you know, they're on camera for several hours at a time, even when you're seeing the edited version, you feel like you're getting a more authentic experience. Because can you really keep up a facade for that long, especially when you're tired or hungry? So it's definitely a cute tradition, and it is interesting and it's intriguing, but I don't know if it's still as relevant to keep it that way. But apparently they have got newer spin-offs like Idol Athletics, which is, they're trying to modernize it and reduce the risk. But I'm like, I have not seen that. Like, what are they talking about? I've never seen any clips from it. I don't know if whenever idols have any idols have filmed for it. So I'm not sure how relevant it is. I think Isaac is still the top one. And then on top of that, how I would change it to make it better, like I said, I think for it to be 12 hours would be handy. You can cover a lot in that. Like, I don't know why it takes 20 hours. And I feel like people that film things have found a way to make filming the most long process ever. Like, you know, they reset their cameras and everyone's moving so slow and people just have to wait around. I'm sorry, let's get multicams and film everything. even in 6 hours, you have so much content. Why are we having them sit around? But maybe, do you know what? Maybe it's intentional, because them sitting around, they're connecting, they're talking, you get extra moments. They also interact with the fans in the audience, in the stadium. So that's, or the arena, whichever. So that's also good. But I don't know. And then sometimes, and they also have the idols film little challenges and games backstage as well, which is cute content. I was watching some of that the other day. And I guess that helps. But like I said, I would like to see how this really helps with domestic popularity within South Korea. Because if a lot of families are watching this, and it is such a big tradition, I would hope it helps in some way. So I'm curious if you lot think it's something that is worth it, especially considering the risks and how long they're filming for in the middle of their schedules. I do think it is good that it is in August, because August, we didn't have a crazy, no, we did have a lot of comebacks. That's the thing though. In Korea, it doesn't feel like there's a low season where, okay, this month, not many comebacks. Although there have been those moments, but I don't think it's always the same month every year. It feels like it could be any month for whatever reason. So in some ways, August still feels like a safe time to kind of film, since most schedules, things start to pick up for third quarter and fourth quarter, which I guess are the peak seasons no matter where you are in the world. But with K-pop, like I said, people release anytime. People release in January, people release in February, like you just don't know. But I think them filming in August is kind of reasonable, I guess. Hopefully people are not too tired from flying from somewhere and having to film all this, but still, some people still had to do that. But how would you change it and make it, or would you find a way to maybe phase it out? Which would be crazy, but I don't know. Because some people like the tradition, then, especially in a country like Korea, where traditions and cultures are so important, I don't see them getting rid of it anytime soon. At least with Chuseok, a lot of the idols also got to go on holidays and see their families and just catch up and have a break. There was no music shows, so there's a balance. So if you think about it, is it worth suffering one day for 20 hours knowing that you're going to entertain your families whilst you're also on a holiday for a few days? Maybe that's worth it. But yeah, I wanted to just discuss that, and that's it for this episode, and I'll speak to you lot in the next one.